The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burr. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for tuning in today. Attendance at school is critical for student success. It's obvious. And across Omaha Public Schools, families are encouraged to hashtag strive for 95. That means that they're attending school on 95% of the school days, which is a wonderful idea. And then winter weather comes, and it's very cold, and a lot of the children don't have the hats and gloves and scarves they need to make it to school on time and to wait outside for the bus. Well, the Omaha Public Schools Foundation has a campaign going on called 20,000 Villagers, and the executive director of the Omaha Public Schools Foundation and the Kids Club is Toba Cohen-Dunning, and she's my guest today on Live and Local. Toba, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Can you give us a little background on what does the Omaha Public Schools Foundation do? What is its purpose?
So the Omaha Public Schools Foundation was created in 1984 to raise funds beyond the general budget of the district. So we raise money for scholarships and field trips and out-of-school experiences and professional development for OPS staff. It's really a broad range. And the other thing we do is run the before and after school program entitled Kids Club. It's a parent pay program, as well as 6 early childhood parent pay classrooms in the district.
So this is one of those situations where the schools get funded by state money, but there's restrictions on what that money can be spent on, and that leaves a gap as far as providing for the kids and like you said, the staff as well sometimes. So is that the gap that the Omaha Public Schools Foundation fills?
Oh, we do, and we work on capital campaigns that are, you know, outside of the bond issues. And one of the things that we did this past year, and we are currently disbursing the funds, is we raised $100,000 for teacher wish lists because we understood how difficult it was for teachers during the pandemic. And we wanted to take some of the burden off. As we all know, teachers spend their own funds to enhance their classrooms. So we are in the process of dispersing money to teachers who have sent us wish lists, and it's just wonderful to support them because we all of us couldn't do our jobs without them.
Well, 20,000 Villagers is a campaign to get hats, gloves, and scarves into the hands of kids who need them so they can be warm this winter. Interestingly enough, a $20 donation can get hats, gloves, and scarves for 4 students who may need them. Now, these donations are being accepted through October 31st. Toba, how do people contribute? How can people be a part of the solution?
Certainly. Well, every donation counts. If you go to our website at omahapublicschoolsfoundation.org/20,000-villagers, you can click on the donate to the campaign button, and any amount helps. Obviously, $20 and above will help more children. You know, we're really working with the social workers and the counselors in each school to ensure that children who are identified as needing these resources can get them. You know, obviously, because of the pandemic, we know how important it is to have children in school attending and also support their social and emotional wellness. And one of the ways that we do this this winter is through this campaign.
Well, and I think you've made a great point because I believe that one of the things that was highlighted during this pandemic is school is not just a place for learning. And then naturally one can think certainly there's social interaction there as well. But it really is also a place where children get access to food and they get access to bring food home. School really becomes almost a central area where the child is able to contribute to the family's survival.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think back not that long ago before breakfast was served universally and, of course, lunch. And, you know, thanks to so many programs like the food bank with backpack programs, you know, kids really need sustenance. And then we forget about, you know, all the kids in the district who perhaps are coming from other countries and they aren't coming from cold climates. So everybody pooling together and working with our community. We're not trying to duplicate any efforts through this campaign. We're trying to make sure that, you know, there's so many wonderful organizations that, you know, try and provide similar opportunities, but kids get missed. And we want to make sure every child who needs this resource is going to get it. They're going to get, we know kids walk to school in hot weather and cold weather, and getting them prepared for Nebraska weather is an important effort, and we're so proud to be a part of this campaign.
Absolutely. Omaha Public Schools Foundation.org/20,000-villagers. I'm going to tell you how easy it is. Before I made this call today, even a dummy like me was able to donate, get it done, and be a part of this. So it is your opportunity to also step up and help out the 20,000 Villagers campaign. She is Toba Cohen-Dunning. She's the executive director of Omaha Public Schools Foundation and the Kids Club. Toba, thank you so much for taking the time. It was great to chat with you.
Thank you, Mike. Always a pleasure.